Five Finger Rule Book. This came about the time, I want to say Elizabeth, our daughter, was born. We were in Prairie City at the first church I ever pastored, and I think I was at home with the kids. I think this is the way it came about. And I was sitting there, and there was this homeschool family, the Harrises, if you're familiar with them. Josh Harris is a pastor now, and he's written a couple of I Kiss Dating Goodbye. Well, it was his dad. Well, Josh Harris had written, as a high schooler, the rules of this house, 21 rules of this house. And I'm like, huh? The dad did it? And then he illustrated them, I think Josh did or something. I'm like, 21 rules? I, as a father, would never remember 21 rules. Is somebody out there? Hi. Hmm. Oh. Yeah. But I'm like, 21 rules. You know, it's like, if you get it out, put it away. If you mess it up, clean it out. Yes. It's like, as a father, I'm never gonna remember 21 rules, let alone have my kids. So I'm like, I've got to figure out something way more simple for me, because and. I don't know why, but I always kind of ended up appealing to the, you know, if I can simplify it to five or like the 12-point Bible overview, that's way better than 70-some points or something. So I did the five-finger rule book. And so it's pretty easy to remember, and the kids seem to enjoy this. And all you need is one hand again. So let's just try out. The first is, and I have sheets. You don't even have to take notes. Okay, so I'll hand these out later. And then we'll review them again after I hand it out. But the first is just this finger. You take your pointed finger and point it up. Okay, everybody do that? It's fear God. Number one is fear God and keep his commandments. Say that with me. Fear God and keep his commandments. Now that is found in Ecclesiastes 12:13, where it says, fear God and keep his commandments, for this is man's all. If you were to summarize from God's vantage point, his job description for you and I, it's fear God and keep his commandments. That's what God wants you to do. The King James says it a little differently. He says, fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Okay? So God has to be first. What does it mean to fear God? I remember this from a pastor in high school. He explained fear, and fear is giving the proper response to something, okay, that it deserves, the deserved response. My son-in-law, I was talking to you about Joe. He's a police officer. Normally, if a police officer talks to you, it's good to say officer or sir or whatever. You just treat him with respect in that way. I remember my pastor saying, if there's a mean dog, you fear him in a different way, and you give him space, and you step out of his way, okay? You might fear the president or somebody in charge. You give them the proper amount of respect that they have coming because they're the president. But God, he's your creator. He's your Lord. And so he is the supreme designer. He's the supreme dictator in a sense. Even though he doesn't make you do stuff, he deserves to be able to tell you what to do. He has that right to tell you what to do. And he ultimately controls everything. So he needs to be the one that you respond to and who outranks everyone else. That's when, even when Jesus said this in Matthew 28, he said, all authority is given to me in heaven and on earth. Okay, he wasn't kidding. That means nobody else outranks him. He's God in the flesh. Nobody else outranks him, okay? So that's the idea. So what's the first one? Fear God and keep his commandments. All right? And that's Ecclesiastes 12:13. Is for this is man's all, is what it says, the rest of that verse. So we got number one, This is easy. Okay, watch this because it's really tricky. It helps you remember. What you do is you go like this and then you go, oh, two, right? It isn't hard, right? You go from one finger to two fingers. Lemuel, you watching me here? You don't have your fingers up. Your finger's broken? Okay. First one, what's the first one? Ah. See, if the adults were in here, we would probably tie him upside down and hang him for a half hour and flat. But since the adults are around, we'll be a little easier. Lemuel, fear God and keep his commandments. Let me hear you say that.
Fear God and keep his commandments.
That's number one. And by the way, this points up, so that's easy, right? Fear God and keep his commandments. Number two, mom and dad. Okay? This mom and dad now, okay? Obey and honor your parents. Say that with me. Obey and honor your parents. You like this, don't you? Yeah. Try that again. Obey and honor your parents. We in the basic disciplines for believers actually covered the discipline of submission, or yielded submission, I think it was, is what we called it. But yielding to authority, and that begins in the home. That begins with the closest relationship, the closest authority relationship you have, and that's with your parents. The Bible says, and the kids know this in a song, but it's, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. And then what does God say? Which is the first commandment with a promise. And what's the promise? That it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. A good life and a long life. Okay? God wants you to obey and honor your parents. And by the way, if you get fear God and you get obey and honor your parents, you will be amazed at how well life goes for you, because you understand what it means to follow the one who has every right to tell you what to do, because he designed you, he made you, he keeps you alive and all that. And then your parents, who God gave you to instruct you, to help you, to protect you, to help you grow up until your parents, right? Okay? So obey and honor your parents. Obey and honor your parents. Is your arm broke? Okay, I was just checking. I didn't know if I accidentally hit your arm or not. Elizabeth, put your fingers up. I know it gets long and throat. It's like doing puppets, right? Oh, my arm. They actually do puppets real well now. Okay, so fear God and keep his commandments. Number two, mom and dad, obey and honor your parents. Okay? The next one, again, is equally tricky. What do you think happens next? Yeah. Three, okay? This one is amazingly simple. It's actually three words. What we're doing is we have two, and then we put up another. Okay, that's how you remember that. This was mom and dad. And then for three, you put up another, right? And guess what? That's a third of it. It's love one another. Okay? The Bible says you love God and love people. Those, on these two commands hang all the law and the prophets. You can summarize the entire Old Testament by saying love God and love people. Jesus said in John 13:35, by this all men will know that you are my disciples if you have coffee in church. Amen. Yeah. You don't even drink it. If you have green tea. If you wear ties. No, it doesn't say that. Jesus said, by this all men will know that you are my disciples. Not if you have a church building, not if you have you take up an offering, if you have a choir, if you have a youth group. But he said that you love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples if you have love one for another. What is love? Love is caring for people and caring for them for what they need. It might not be giving them everything they want, right? We care for them in what they need. How many here have ever gotten everything they wanted? Some of us here are so glad we didn't get everything we wanted as time went on, right? God knows what we need and don't need, but we are supposed to be willing to even die for one another, the Bible says. 1 John 3:16 says, "By this we know or have come to know love, that Christ gave himself for us, and we also ought or are obligated to lay down our lives for the brethren." We are to love one another. We are to care for other people, not just for our own things, as Philippians 2 says, but also for the things of others, okay? So far, so good? Now we're getting into the tough stuff here. It's going to get more difficult because there's more to remember, okay? Let's review, okay? The first one points up. Help me out here. First one points up. What is it? Fear God and keep his commandments. Number two, mom and dad. Obey and honor your parents, right? By the way, obey your parents, do what you're told. Honor your parents. How do you honor your parents? We didn't talk about that. How do you honor your parents? Not iron your parents, right? Honor your parents.
Sammy said something, but I didn't quite catch.
How do you honor your parents? What did he say? Do stuff good? That probably would work. They're very good. In addition to obeying, one of the major things in the Bible that God includes in honoring your parents is caring for them in their old age, right? That's part of honoring your parents. In Matthew 15, some Pharisees said, "Why do your disciples transgress the traditions of the elders?" And Jesus didn't even answer him. He returned it with a question, and he said, "Why do your traditions transgress the commandments of God?" And then he gives him an example. He says, "You have money, but you say it's dedicated to God. You haven't given it to God. You just save it there. You say it's dedicated to God so that I can't take care of my parents." Okay? And he says, "You have made your traditions. Your traditions have made the commandments of God of no effect." Okay, so taking care of our parents when they're older, and maybe helping them out or whatever, even as they get older, whatever. So lots of things. Anyway, anything you can do to honor them, to show respect and all that. So then we had love one another, caring for people beyond our own families even. And then the next one is four. Okay, we have one, two, three, and then four. And this is how we remember this one, okay? Let me watch this, because this is kind of tricky. Janet, you ready? Watch this. Janet, watch this. Put them together. I always put these together, the four, because the reason you have to do this is like this. You go. Can you do that? I do it just to make a noise, because it's kind of fun. But it's the idea is to cover your mouth, okay? It has to do with your mouth. Number four has to do with your mouth. So that's how you remember it, okay? So the first one points up, so it's God. Two, mom and dad. Three, another, love one another. And then four, okay? The Bible tells you a lot about how to talk, okay? So this is how we do this. There's four words that we use over and over again, and this is it describes how we're supposed to speak, okay? The first one, pay attention now, pay attention. Hey, pastor's kids, shape up. Well, I could spend my whole day talking that way, kind of. Anyway, the first one, after you go, the first one is speak truthfully. So you go straight out. You're talking straight. You're not talking with a forked tongue, right? Speak truthfully, lovingly, softly. You just put your hand over like you're going to whisper softly. And then thoughtfully, okay? Speak truthfully, lovingly, softly, thoughtfully. And you can do those as fast as you want. Speak truthfully, lovingly, softly, thoughtfully, okay? Again, what's truthfully? Straight out, right? Truthfully, lovingly, softly, thoughtfully. Now, let me read two verses here. Ephesians 4 says this, verses 4, 25 through 29. Now listen closely and see how many of these you pick up. It'll leave one out, but I think it grabs the other three pretty good. Therefore, putting away lying. The Bible says it's wrong to lie, okay? The devil is the father of lies. He's the originator of lies, okay? The Bible says, therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth to his neighbor. Okay, we're not to lie, we're supposed to speak the truth. For we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. That one really doesn't have anything direct. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give him who has need. And here's the next one. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth. So that would could be lovingly. That would involve swearing or saying naughty words or saying them in a bad or mean way. But listen, then it says, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. So what it means is, lovingly, is you're doing things, when you say something, you're saying it to help people, not to hurt people, okay? So speak truthfully, lovingly, there's softly, and then you have to think about all of this, right? Is this thoughtful? Is this soft? Is this loving? Is this truthful? Those are the questions we can ask. Okay? Now here's a verse that the kids like. I can't remember it. Like I said, it's been a long time ago. We've covered this several times, but the kids kind of like this verse. Proverbs 15:1 says this. Now, let me see if you like this verse. Okay? It says this. A soft answer turns away wrath. But, I memorized it in a different version. But a harsh word stirs up anger. Okay? So a soft answer turns away wrath. But a harsh word stirs up anger. Have you noticed? If you answer angrily, it has a tendency to create more problems rather than solve problems. The Bible sure is good about that. Telling you things, you know. It's a lot easier to have a conversation that you're not, when you raise a voice, all of a sudden it's an emotion thing rather than you're not using your mind and you're using your emotions to talk. So a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Okay, that's Proverbs 15:1. So we have this four. If I put my thumb there, it makes it harder, but okay? All right, so speak truthfully, lovingly, softly, thoughtfully. All right? Here's the last one. Now this has, what do you think? What are you doing? Fear God and keep His commands. Obey and honor your parents. Love one another. Speak truthfully, lovingly, softly, thoughtfully. And the last one is, we're going to use all five, okay? So this is how it goes. Use wisely all that God has given you. You got that? Use wisely all, we're using all five fingers, all that God has given you. And then we go like this. Listen closely. I'll repeat them, but listen closely. See if you can say this. Minutes, money, muscle, mind, and body. Got that? Minutes, money, muscle, mind, and body. Minutes. Okay? What's that mean? Use your time wisely, right? The Bible talks about that. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. We don't have time to waste. Okay? So minutes. Use wisely. All that God has given you. Minutes. What's a good sign for money? I just go like this, right? Money. All right? So minutes, money. You might like this one. Muscle. Sammy, I usually come up after. I swear it's been after every supper. He just gets down, walks over to me. And I have to check him out. He was checking out Charlotte's muscle. Yes. He was, no, go like this. And he's feeling it for us. But your muscle, that's your energy, your effort. You might not believe this now if you're younger, but if you're older, you already get this, but you don't have unlimited energy. If you do some things, you don't have energy for other things. And you have to decide, what does God want me to do with the energy that I have, and then do that, because you will not have time to do everything that you want to do. Okay? You won't have enough energy to do that. Okay? It takes effort. It takes your strength. Okay? So you have to prioritize and say, these are the things I need to do. And then if I have time and energy, I'll do these things. Okay? But I have to do the important things first. So minutes, money, muscle. The next one, you can just tap your head. Whatever you want, you just don't want to confuse it with thoughtfully, right? But your mind. The Bible says in Romans 12, 1 and 2, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. There's the kind of the energy part of it. And it says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So it has at least three of those parts in there, okay, just in that verse. So we are to use our minds. The Bible talks about one of my favorite passages of all is, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth fruit in its season. That's what God says we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be meditating on the Word. We're supposed to be viewing life from the Word of God's angle, from what God has taught us, okay? So that's what we're supposed to do. We're not supposed to be distracted with things that maybe they don't hurt us, but if we're not doing what we're supposed to, maybe they really do hurt us, because it draws our attention away from what we're supposed to do. That doesn't keep us from working. It helps us to work the way God wants us to work. It doesn't keep us from thinking. It helps us to think biblically about what we're supposed to think about. But we can occupy ourselves with things that would distract us or even destroy us. And we're supposed to use our minds for God. Okay? All right, there's one more, and it doesn't start with, it can start with an M. I did this with the kids, and then I changed it to something else because it was kind of confusing. But minutes, money, muscle, mind, and you can say me or my body, okay? Minutes, money, muscle, mind, and body is what we usually say, okay? The Bible says do not present your members, it's talking about your body parts, as instruments of unrighteousness, but present your members as instruments of righteousness to God. That's Romans chapter 6. God says he owns us. You're not your own. You're bought with a price. So glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God's. They belong to God. So your body is there to do what God wants to do with your body, not what you or I want to do with it. And by the way, God will take the best of care of your body. Okay, he will. And if he causes you to suffer pain, it will be because of the cause of Christ, not because of foolish living. Okay, it'll be for eternal value, not wasted living. Okay. All right, can you do those again? Minutes, money, muscle, mind, and then body, okay, or me. What's minutes again? Time. Use your time wisely. Money. Use your money rightly. Not just giving money to the church, though I think that's important. That's how we give to God and maybe helping other people that need help. But also just using your money, spending it in a way that would honor God. Right? Spending, is buying food a good thing? God gave us food and that's how we do it. Yes, but maybe buying wrong kinds of foods, or maybe too much of the wrong kind of foods, maybe a better way to say it, okay? That could be it, you know, or just buying things that we can't afford or whatever, and then it gets us in debt and all those problems that come with that probably all of us have wrestled with at some time or another. But minutes, money, muscle, mind. Bible says we're supposed to meditate in the Word day and night. We're supposed to renew our minds by being in the Word of God and then seeing things the way God sees them. And then body, all of our body parts. Our feet are to go where God wants us to go. Our eyes are to look what God wants us to look at. The song that I remember growing up with is, "Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear." You know, that whole idea. Every part of your body is God's. He purchased it. He owns it. He saved it, and he wants you to use your body for him. So let's see if we can review these, okay? Ready? First one, fear God and keep his commandments. Number two, that's mom and dad, right? Obey and honor your parents. Then we put another finger up, love one another. And then four, right? Speak truthfully, lovingly, softly, thoughtfully. And then five, use wisely all that God has given you. Minutes, money, muscle, mind, and body. Or you can say me if you like all the M words, okay?